Our next item is an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel number 235-23.00-2.02, portion of parcel 235-23.00-1.00, 235-23.00-1.04, 235-23.00-2.00, and 235-23.00.201.
Mr. Chairman, before there's any further proceedings on this, I just would like the record to reflect that I am recusing myself from this one. Mr. Sharp is here this evening. If you have any questions, then I'm sure he'll be able to answer.
Okay, thank you. Welcome, Mr. Sharp.
Okay. Well, before we do anything, I just want to have my last say on this one, okay. Mr. Hopkins.
You got the floor.
Thank you. I understand where the property owners are on this, but this is not a hardship case. This is not that they're not allowed to develop their property. They've already putting, I don't know, 200 houses on it. So the owners, it's not that they can't sell their land. It's not that they can't get a good price for the land. It's not that they can't develop their land. It's just that we're not stacking the density up higher in an area that is so close to an environmentally sensitive area, which is why I think it should stay the way it is.
So I agree. Despite emails I got.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you.
I still love you.
I know. Still love you too.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of the ordinance to amend the future land use map in the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan for parcels 235-23.00-2.02, portion of 235-23.00-1.00, 235-23.00-1.04, 235-23.00-2.00, and 235-23.00-2.01, from a low density area to a coastal area based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the parcels are currently designated as low density, but were previously designated in the 2008 comprehensive plan as environmentally sensitive developing area, which is a term that has since been changed to coastal area. When the Planning and Zoning Commission vetted the current comprehensive plan, the Commission recommended that these parcels be designated as coastal area, which is a growth area. However, after the final public hearing on the 2018 future land use map in the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the County Council removed the parcels from the growth area and designated the parcels as low density, which was the designation later certified by Governor John Carney in 2019. Returning the subject properties to the developing area is consistent with the prior plan and map. Two, this application seeks to convert the front portion of parcel 235-23.00-2.02 and the entirety of the remaining parcels as coastal areas. The rear portion of parcel 235-23.00-2.02 would remain as low density. Three, the parcels, with the exception of parcel 235-23.00-2.02, have frontage along Route 1. Parcel 235-23.00-2.02 is located immediately to the rear of parcels 235-23.00-2.00 and 235-23.00-2.01. Four, these parcels are located nearby a planned graded separated intersection or overpass at Route 1 and Cave Neck Road. Intersection that is being constructed by DelDOT with on-ramps and off-ramps. Five, there are multiple public water services providers in the area. Six, while opposition noted concerns about the proximity to tidal wetlands. The nearest tidal wetlands are 625 feet away, and most tidal wetlands are approximately a half mile away from the areas proposed to be designated as coastal area. 7, the parcels are located adjacent to other lands designated as coastal area on the future land use map. Other nearby lands are also zoned C1, C3, and MR. 8, lands to the south and west are designated as coastal area on the future land use map. 9, this proposed map amendment satisfies the criteria set forth in section 4.24. This proposed map amendment satisfies the criteria set forth in section 4.4.2.1 of the comprehensive plan for a growth area. Since A, the properties are near the presence of an existing public sewer and public water service. B, the properties are within the county's tier 2 for sewer planning. C, the properties are near the Route 1 corridor. D, the properties are near the planned overpass for Cave Neck Road, Route 1 intersection. E, the map change will enable development that is in character with what exists or may occur in the area. F, the subject properties do not contain any tidal wetlands. And G, the map change will not adversely impact any major preserved lands. 10, by the terms of the Delaware Strategies for State Policies and Spending document, all land use authority remains vested with Sussex County. This is reiterated within the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. While the county certainly takes into account the state's recommendations with regard to a map amendment, the circumstances that have been presented with this application justify a revision to the map. 11. This recommendation is consistent with the Commission's prior recommendation for this future land use map as part of the process to adopt the current comprehensive plan. That prior recommendation identified these properties as being within the developing areas. 12, this revision to the future land use map will not adversely affect neighboring properties, area roadways, or future land use planning in the area. 13, any proposed use under the developing area designation will still require public hearings and site plan approvals. This will enable the county with ample public participation to determine whether any specific use or type of development is appropriate here. 14, this revision of the future land use map is appropriate given the particular circumstances involved at this location. When several factors like this exist, the consideration and approval of an amendment to the future land use map is appropriate. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to the previously enumerated tax parcels and with the conditions stated in the motion. I'm going to call the roll for the vote, please. Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
That would be a no.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
No.
Chair votes yes. Motion carries 3-2. Thank you. Our next item is